Daddy, you're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
And brethren, you're welcome to this moment with Daddy. I'll just jump right into the questions. We have quite a number, and we trust God to go through all of them today. Good afternoon, sir. Is it okay for sisters staying together to keep saying that they won't fix things in the house because they are going to their husband's house, though there is no husband or brother in view?
Okay. Let me say that some of the questions may not be a long answer. Talk about them so we can try our hands on as many questions as possible. So I will, if I told you I'm going to go to your husband's house tomorrow, yeah, I will not take care of the where you are. We have learned that what you make of your single estate is what you carry over. Yes, sir. The thinking I will do magic when I get to my husband's house is not true. Yes. So it's a progressive life. From your single to married life is progressive. So like we have learned today, the love life you have not learned as singles, you can't deploy it in marriage. You can't. And so you do yourself good to take care of yourself and take care of where you are. Not you are not single and wasting. You are single and waiting. Abi? Or are you single and wasting?
No, sir.
Or single and willing?
No.
So it's single and waiting. So you must be responsible. And that could be what God is waiting for. To bring your husband. Because though there is no brother in view, if you do this one, maybe that's the key. That will bring the brother to view. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Please, sir. I honestly don't yet understand this giving/finances aspect very well. I want to follow this gospel with boldness till the end, and having contentment as a great gain is one of the factors to it. Daddy once said, if you don't conquer the giving area, you will be limited in life. Please, sir, I don't know if it's possible to have a whole message or meeting concerning understanding giving on how to give to the Lord, spiritual authority, and honestly, how to put the giving of family, friends, and the likes. I don't want to be limited in life or any of my friends, sir. Please help a needy soul that wants to.
Okay, already you have stated area of commitment where you are to give.
Yeah.
So what are you asking for? Are you asking for grace? If you are a child of obedience, you have been tutored, you have been taught, or you have seen examples of givings. So imitate. Imitate. You know, we give up offering. So start from what you can give, what you have grace to give now. And from there, keep trusting God that you can give more. You know, you should give your offerings, you should give your tithes, you should give to your brethren, where they are in need, you know it. Nobody is going to ask you to do that or teach you to do that. The faith in your heart teaches you that. You know you have to give to your parents. You have seen all of them. So which one are we going to teach you there? So go ahead and do what you do, trusting God to bless you at your age. It's not the same for everybody. And you start from somewhere. And from there, you'll be getting more clarity on it. So don't wait till tomorrow. Or wait, don't wait till there's going to be a teaching on it. Though if you ask in the house, they could get you some
materials
on that area. But I'm just saying that since from the day you believed, those who gave in the house of the apostle, they didn't wait to grow.
Yes.
The same spirit of faith in you instructs you the same moment to obey faith.
Yes, sir.
So giving is obedience of faith. Now you know where to give. So go ahead and do that. Your next earning, give your tithe. On Sunday, ask the Lord. Or first Sunday, like in the house there, we give offering once in a week. Ask the Lord, how much for now should I give? And the Lord will put in your heart. Then obey from there. Because it's about seed time and harvest time. Will not cease. If you don't give, you are stretching yourself from resources of giving itself and from resources of what God has to give. And what God has to give to you is more than money. I think you know that.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
What do we say he has to give to you? Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Righteousness. So for access to the things you are hearing, giving also is a key way to that. So I think that should answer that.
Thank you very much, sir. Please, sir, how can I know the voice of the Holy Spirit from my emotions and thoughts?
The voice of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Because you never got used to it before you got born again. So when you get born again, you start seeing that voice that has authority. That voice that has love and concern for your journey in the Spirit for obedience to God. You start seeing that voice. So you know there's a difference between the voice you have been hearing before and that voice. Okay? You may not master it in a day, but you will know. Because it's another voice added to the voices you have been responding or relating with. If your friend talks to you in the room, or she's at the house and speak, you know her voice.
Recognize her voice.
You know her voice. If your parents call you, you know their voice. So now, a new one has been introduced to your life. Who has a voice? You also know his voice. Okay? So if you don't yet for now, maybe there's already a mix-up because you have not been obeying the Holy Spirit from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You have been disobedient to an extent. The voice of the Spirit can start waning.
Yeah.
His emphasis of instruction can start waning because you have not been obedient. So what you do is, for now, acknowledge the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
and express readiness to obey the Spirit. Obey doctrine. Take interest in doctrine. Take interest in wanting to obey doctrine. You see the Spirit of God, that voice will come back. But it's the Spirit whose commitment is to show you more of Christ. That's his primary commitment. So once he's showing more of Christ, he will show you other things also along the line. So don't be first for now, too concerned about wanting to talk to you,
yeah,
about to marry, and to talk to you about when to travel. Don't care. Okay, for now, be concerned about having him to talk to you,
yeah,
about obedience, having him to talk to you about Christ. That is the primary way that you're going to just see him come back to you direct. That's why he's here. That's why he's here. He's not going to go. He's not going to leave us until that is fulfilled to the end of the age. And so, his primary commitment is the place to know him. The other areas will start getting clearer and clearer along the line. Then one of the ways is also compare whatever you hear from the Holy Spirit, compare with your, bring it up with your friends. I felt the Spirit is saying this. And see how they respond to it. If you are not, you cannot trust them, ask those who are also above you. Check your impressions, your intuitions, and all about all the voice of the Spirit. Check it up with those who are above you. At most, check it up with your pastor. That could be a way to start designing back the voice of the Spirit. I think that will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. My question goes this way. If, as a man, you already tell your pastor about a lady who is a friend you like or have interest in, and your pastor has related the matter to the lady, is it advisable to still be reaching out to her when she is still praying about the intention and she wants to know what God is saying about the matter?
Pastor, we'll take the question again.
Okay, sir.
Sorry, let's go back to the question again.
All right, sir. Sorry, sir. If, as a man, you already tell your pastors about a lady who is a friend you like or have interest in, and your pastor have related the matter to the lady, is it advisable to still be reaching out to her when she is still praying about the intention and she wants to know what God is saying about the matter? Or should you just withdraw of talking to her for a while? Thanks.
Okay, I want to believe this person is not in this assembly, it's not in this community. Mm. It's not in like the embassy. So I would advise that you follow the marriage process of any assembly you belong to. Okay? That's the way they do things there. For us here, after you have told your pastor about interest to a lady, they will tell you next thing to do.
Yes.
The next thing is no more in your hands. And you are not expected to get across to her. You are not even expected to do anything that will make her feel
opposite. You have a personal interest.
You know, things like maybe you've not been buying gift for her and some other sisters before. Now you're going to go and buy a gift for her. You are already talking.
Yes.
Your mouth is not talking, but your gift is speaking. That gift will not make a way for you. The gift of a man make it away for him, but that gift you are buying will make your journey very difficult. So, you should be able to trust, if you are in the assembly, you should be able to trust the procedure of the assembly. You are not the first person. Tens and hundreds have gone through it, and there's no problem. So, you should be able to trust to know that your case will not be difficult. It will not be the problem.
Yes.
So, you have done your part by talking to your pastor about it. He will tell you the next thing to do. And what do I say next to do? Do. Don't even ask, what is the third one?
Mm-mm. Just do part time.
Just do part time. And you can find out you are getting closer to where you are going.
Yes.
So don't try until they ask you, give instruction to go ahead and propose. Don't try anything. That can spoil it.
Yes.
The sister may, in fact, one of the things, if you got to know about it, about that, you will know you are not under the church authority. And she may have a wrong signal about who you are.
Yeah.
That's if she really, truly, she's the daughter of the house.
Yes.
And that can blow matter in a way that it may take another 1 year to repair it.
Honestly.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. My first question is it okay for a sister to be having a leading or a stirring in her heart towards a brother? My second question is, how will you know if you are being led and it is not just your flesh that is lusting after the brother?
Okay. The first question says, you are having a leading. So when you say you're having a leading, how will you not say if you are being led and it's not just that it's not your flesh? You already don't say you are having a leading. I don't know if you're saying it now. It's already against themselves. If really you have a leading, there's no reason to stop. No fear. It's my flesh.
It's my flesh.
You already say you have a leading. So if you're not sure it's a leading, then you don't need to take any step. Just leave it the way it is. Or pray about it and tell your pastor, I'm feeling this in my heart. I don't know. I can't fully say it's a clear leading or it's a clear instruction. But I'm feeling it this way. They will tell you, if you need to go and pray more about it, or they will nudge you off is enough. Because ask you one, two questions. Once you feel the nudge you off is enough, he can tell you that could be a way to go. And it means that the pastor already knew before that time. When you are raising it, just forget about your leading. You are in the right direction. Show you what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of things he can do to let you know or feel that matter, please drop it. Drop it. If you say you should drop it,
just drop it.
Just say, ask access to more information than you on the matter. I think you understand now?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, issue of being led and how you feel it's your flesh. That's always saying that at your various level of growth, you're supposed to find out. I think the issue is about being led. If you are careful about impressions, about intuition, perception, all of that, it's easier to pick that than to sum that being led. Are you understand that?
Yes, sir.
And when I say I'm being led, then I'm going to ask you, what exactly, how did you arrive at that? You find out that it's the first thing you should have said first. That should have made somebody feel that, okay, if you say I'm being led, it doesn't make you more spiritual. It doesn't make us, they are going to ask you, what did you see that make you feel that you are being led? So if you said, I perceive in my heart, The thing has been coming to my heart over time, and I feel it stronger. And all of these things are language that every normal human being who is born again
should be able to use.
We will have started feeling from the day you got born again, and that you are free to use. I think you are saying,
yes, sir.
Somebody got born again like last week. Can I have an impression?
Yes, sir.
Can I have a perception? You can have a nudge. You can even have a dream. And we're not ruling that a dream altogether.
Yeah.
They are all vacuous. Only that the dream cannot just be the only thing you have. You're going to have ask you about other things like witness of your spirit and all of that. Uh-huh. So, if you use those things, it will be easier for you to know when it is spirit speaking and when it is your flesh speaking. One of the signs of your flesh is that your will predominate. When it's your flesh, then your eyes and your heart locks. If it is spirit, you are open. I don't know you understand that. If it is spirit, you are open. If it is the person you can even like before, and spirit is saying it, you are still saying like, Holy Spirit, are you saying that? You are trying to check out if it's really, is that what you are saying? But if before the spirit says, yes, your will is already there, then it's easy for flesh to come in there.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we not say that you cannot get your speck. All of us have our speck.
Yes.
And we cannot say 100% you can't get your speck. But when you evacuate, you get your speck. When you get in there, you know it's not your speck. There's always a passive speck. There's an updated spec. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But most of the time, it's not going to be exactly your spec. There's something about that person that I like her, but that will make this word of insistence of the Holy Spirit get clearer. Holy Spirit, that's the way to go. Looking from that. You know what I'm saying? So it's doing things that's not aligning all with your will. Because the Spirit is not to bring to pass your will. It's to bring to pass the will of God. I think you get that now.
Yes.
Say amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. I really need light to shine on this, my thoughts, because I don't think I'm really getting this thing well. I just finished NYC, and my parents are really already talking loud about marriage. And I don't blame them at all. But in my assembly, my pastor has not called me to talk about anything concerning marriage, so I have not mentioned anything to them because I don't want to be forward being a lady. Another reason is because I'm not really also earning well, which I need to put in place. But my question is it wrong for a lady to talk about marriage to her pastor? Because I always feel it's only the brothers that have the right to do such a thing.
Okay. You have the right to talk about marriage, yes. your pastor, and you even should do.
Yes.
You should do. You should talk about the prayer from your family, yes. Your mother, for example, with your pastor.
Yes.
Because the prayer can force you or push you to take the wrong step.
Yes.
Okay, you should talk out. And that's from your brethren to your friends to your pastor. There are things you should. You want to pray about this body of my mother. I want to say, Lord, can you just take care of this issue?
Yeah.
And let this woman allow me to have peace. You can pray about it. And so, I think from the house here, that system is running. But I don't know the order of your church. And if I tell your pastor, it's not me that you are taking steps towards any brother. Are you saying that?
Yes, sir.
Even if you, it looks as if you are, I'm thinking about a brother. You can tell your pastor, sir, I don't know, but my heart is
going
after this, towards this person. It does not mean you are going to propose. At the end of the day, two of you must agree, and the man is the one that will propose. Yeah, but you can bear your heart.
Yes.
You are free. And you use that freedom very well. Because if you don't use it, they will bear your heart in the wrong place. And the wrong place you bear it can bring you wrong cancer. And so, begin from home before you start asking for cancer of Jonadab. So you know Jonadab cancer?
Yes.
You don't know, I think you know the Jonadab cancer.
Yes, sir.
Don't go for that cancer. It's not going to be okay. Though it's close to you, but it's natural, it's sensual. It's kind of cancer. And you can trust your pastor's cancer that he will look at your future in the gospel and in the promise of God's life to ensure that you take the right step. So be free enough. Tell your pastor everything in your heart. But make sure that you have not taken any step towards the brother. Or you have not done anything that looks like it. You have not brought a cooler, a food cooler for him, knowing that he will be hungry. Are you what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
You have not bought a bottle of drink, knowing that he will be thirsty. And you have not bought it for other brethren. Tell you that kind of love show.
Yeah.
Or you have done it for other brethren only once, but you are doing it for him for the 50 times. There are a lot of ways souls make way for themselves. But you have not been doing that for that brethren. I've done it for them. You can call them and ask, I've done it for them. And they ask them only once. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. In a situation where you are in a relationship and both of you want to go and know each other's parents who are outside the states or the city, should it be a go and come journey, or are you meant to sleep in the family house based on the long journey?
That's why if it's in the house here, you don't go alone.
Yeah.
If it's in this house, somebody will go with you.
Yeah.
And arrangement will be made on where the two of you will sleep.
Yeah.
That's not a problem at all. But if the system you belong to does not provide for that, you can also make provision for that for your safety and for openness, for being an example to other people. And you should also try to make such plan. In some parents' place, you go there, they will expect two of you to sleep in the same room. They are planning a room for the two of you. But for them, since you have shown it to them and they have agreed, nothing stops you from being baptized. Yeah, seeing there is water. Shall I say that? So you are the one that will be intentional to say,
yes,
we have to make plan for our visitors who are coming, where they will sleep. If they give you only one room, then put them in another one room and go and squat. Simple. And that solves that problem. Thank you very much.
Daddy, I am in awe of how you are on top of your game in your secular job, in touch and up to date with happenings around the world, and still in tune with the Spirit and God's doings on the earth. I struggle with juggling spiritual exercises, prayer and ministry of the word, with my secular engagement, work and professional engagements. Even my relationships tend to suffer as I am not able to invest in them as I ought to. Please share practical steps and heart wisdom or postures to strike this balancer. Thank you.
Okay. Like we normally say, your spiritual growth is first.
Yes.
And God must have opened doors for you to grow spiritually. Either through your holidays in school, either through one way or the other one. If in Nigeria, sometimes strike. All of that. A window must be open. That's the way God does it. For you to take. So give attention seriously to spiritual thing that will scale you through some hurdles in the spirit. That's why you can't just grow by routine of one every day. Those routines just will keep you surviving. The major breakthroughs are the open doors that God opened for your growth. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It could be that you went on a visit to your brother and your brother has access to materials. And you give yourself to eat for those moments. You eat like you are eating for the next for eternity.
Yes, sir.
That could scale you serious to the realm of the spirit. I think that's what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
And you have friends who really give time to pray, and you decide to join them in praying, all of that. That can give you breakthrough in the realm of praying.
Yes, sir.
And so all of that. So life is not like trying to maintain balance every day. There are doors that God opens. And also for your professional development, there are doors that will open for it. You use it. At moments you are going through prayer development, you may not have so much time for spiritual, to devour spiritual things every day.
Yes.
But nothing should break you completely. No development must stop you from having at least 1 hour to pray.
Yeah.
Attend the basic prayer meeting. Any development like that one is to take away your life.
Yes, sir.
So you already know that this development is not meant in a death sentence for me.
Yeah.
So basics of a survivor, whatever, should be there.
Yeah.
At such points, if you are not able to do your normal marathon 5 hours prayers, there's no problem. You have not sinned. I think Sam said that.
Yes, sir.
And you should not see as if I'm not making progress. You know, sometimes we have conscience of, you know, you also know that season is for a season that will not continue forever. Okay, so when you discern all of that and you take step in it, then you are not over-ambitious. Over-ambition sometimes can be a problem. You want to eat the pig the same time others eat the pig.
Yes.
And with your spiritual whatever there, that you are engaging, that can be a problem because you may need to give more, sacrifice more hours to the detriment of your spiritual growth.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you don't have, I'm not saying be lazy, I'm saying be hardworking.
Mm.
Yet, you may not be able to go at the speed of everybody. Let me give you an example. I did my master's and it's supposed to be like 2 years program, all of that. But the way this design, I knew it would span to 3 years. In Nigeria, there's no sin in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pay extra 1 year. And I would rather go through the journey of spending 1 year extra.
Yes.
To be spiritually fit.
Yeah.
That I wanted to finish exactly with my mate.
Yeah.
And that finishing means that I would damage many things.
Yes.
At the time I was doing master's, I was a pastor in church. I was already working. I was already an husband of a wife. Can you see all of that?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to pastor churches, I'm not going to, meetings are going on in churches that I must attend, I must prepare for. If I'm going to combine all of that into the 24 hours of the day.
And the university is not in your town.
University is not in my town. I have to travel to run the courses. So I already knew that the way it is, I may not be able to meet up exactly. And it could be possible to meet up exactly. But I also know that if I don't meet up, there's no sin in it. So I don't see that they're ahead of me. We're in the same class, but we're not colleagues.
Yeah.
Check, you know what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
We're not colleagues. So they're running their race. I'm running my race. And then all of them, then that we did something like masters together, all of them, they are professors. All of them. But there's no problem. We still meet. We're not running the same course. So when you say that, that you are making progress along the line of your... You don't know. From your summation.
Yes.
It looks like that progress. I'm making progress anyway, in my own way, and not in the way of somebody who wants me to go on their own speed.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm okay with it. I'm not complaining. There's no problem. When I meet them, we chat together. I respect them for their attainment, but they also know that my attainment, also, they have not attained to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now?
Yes, sir.
So, what are you looking for? Anyway, that's what I'm looking for. That's the major thing. So, when you know what you're looking for, it won't be difficult for you to multitask. Some of us cannot multitask. You have a problem in your course, you go and sleep with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are we together, please?
Yes, sir.
You have a problem in your program, the problem, we go and sleep with it. So, you didn't really sleep. You wake up tomorrow, meet another problem in another area of your something, you are worried. All those seasons of worry waste your life. Yeah. So, if you are spiritually making progress, worry will not be your issue. I have done work before that was not making progress because of the result I expect. All the books I read about it, it was not making, it was not, I wasn't getting the result. And nobody, because it's a PhD program, nobody will come and assist you.
Yes.
But you must not tell your guy. We tell him, we just say, go and solve it. They don't solve your problem for you in PhD. You solve your problem. That's part of the PhD program.
Yeah.
And so, I was trying to look at what is wrong there and there. That you are looking at what is wrong does not mean you are, doesn't mean you are worried.
Yeah.
You may want to solve a problem, but you are not worried. I don't give space for worry. I don't worry over anything. And so, that can make you to use your time more.
Yes.
If you are all easily worried, you waste energy, you waste, but worry dissipate your energy.
That's true.
That's why they be anxious for nothing.
Wow.
And they say for nothing, I mean for nothing. Mm. So you must get to a place in your life, in the spirit, where you are anxious for nothing. Rather, you pray about it. Mm. I want to pray. If I don't finish it, nobody will die.
Yeah.
If I finish it, God permitted it. I don't know if I'm saying that.
Yes, sir.
So it's not that. So it's not it's not a thing like your life is hanging on it. Like I always tell them in those, I say, there's no degree I can have. I'm bigger than it in the spirit.
Yeah.
Why should I allow a course, natural course, to define who I am in the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
If I finish it, thank God. If I don't finish it, thank God. So once you have that attitude, it allows your energy to be intact.
Yeah.
You can easily deploy it to get result.
Yes, sir.
And I think that has really helped. Then, somewhere there for someone of the work. So the one I'm talking about, I just pray about it. I just left it there. I kept running to that thing and I can run. I had a dream along the line. I was just doing the work. It was just showing. I mean, it was growing fast.
Yeah.
I knew there was a breakthrough. And within the next week, 1 week, I read one or two books. I just said, it should work this way. I just did it. It started working. So, when it will work.
Yes.
If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. And so your worry and cry does not solve the problem. So if you have that was understanding, if you can't run this course very well, you run that course now.
Uh-huh.
You're running this course, it's impossible for you, it's difficult for you. Life, you want to take your life away, just leave the course, go on to something else.
Run on that thing.
Learn something else. And you'll be okay. So I think still all around being carnal. When you are carnal, many things will be wrong.
Yes, sir.
You have to be spiritual. And it's not, spiritual is not this, it's not a tag on your head. It's growth. It's the way you think.
Yes, sir.
And that will also help. So, multitasking is a must. A human being should be able to multitask. You go to school. But when you leave school, you lock the door to school. You come to church. You open your spirit, your mind to church matter. You do it. When you go and sleep, you close it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You close each chapter of the life and you go ahead. So, you have time to do so many things. You don't carry over things too much to cross themselves in their spheres.
Yeah.
And so, our life is 24 hours is much. People say it's short.
Yeah.
But let's say it's much. And so, God who put it there knows that it's enough to do everything you want to do in life. If I say a thing wants to take much energy, I know it's not God's timing. I wait, I pray. Like I want to do a program, I pray to God, give me a supervisor who understands me.
Yeah.
But you can get a supervisor that will take life.
Yes.
Break
yes.
from your life. Uh-huh. And I say, until I feel in my spirit that it is time for that supervisor, I won't take a step. And I got supervisors who understood me. Some of the work I can bring them to the house myself and do in the house.
Yeah.
And so I did my work nearly everywhere, you know.
Yes.
But somebody can say, you must stay in the
life. Well,
I told him, just stay in the life for some time so that everybody can see you in the life. And I know you are busy. So just stay in the life for some time so that all the lecturers will know that you are in the lab. So I stayed in the lab for like 4 months. After that, 4 months. And you can run 4 years and your guy will insist, I want to see you every day.
Every day. You sweat it.
So that's the issue of divine timing. And divine arrangement. You must know that. That there's a hard way and there's a gracious way.
Yes.
If it's a gracious way, you will wait for God.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So you can't be over ambitious if you're going to follow God. But it's a sin to be lazy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Daddy. Can we appreciate Daddy for that response? Thank you very much, sir. My parents want me to help supervise their medical business in Lagos, and this might require me having my internship in Lagos next year. I have no issues attending church consistently in our Lagos assembly, so I wouldn't stay away from my brethren. But I also know that this matter is not that simple, because they might want to start interfering in my life because of proximity. How do I relate with this matter, sir? Is it possible to try to help them as the first son, but still shield myself from unrighteous interference?
Okay. So first of all, I think you need to pray about it.
Okay.
Pray about it and don't assume. Pray about it. If you don't have a clear no or yes, go ahead and see how to help them. But while you do that, you define
the boundaries.
The boundaries. You define the boundaries. And that's where you have to grow to a point where you can talk to your parents without insulting them or without fighting.
Yeah.
Sometimes your parents want to turn discussion to fight. Mm. But you must have enough stamina not to allow them, because the way they win is to turn to a fight.
Yes.
As they are pushed to a fight, you return it back to
discussion.
Daddy, I'm not really, it's not really a fighting matter. I'm not really, but I just want us to help ourselves. As I'm trying to help you, you as well have to help me. You have to build that level of boldness. That's one of the things the doctrine does to you.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the things the Holy Ghost does to you.
Yes, sir.
And so, if you don't, I'm not sure, pray enough and be sure you are ghosted before you go and meet them. And you can take steps to see how to help them. Define your moments and define the boundaries. If they allow it, we go. If they don't allow it, Daddy, I really want to come and help. But you're not helping me. And because you're not helping me, you may not be able to go the way you expect it. And so one is, find that you are talking that way with wisdom and you're not fighting, they will give in.
That's true.
They are the receiving end.
Yes.
There's a time when you are the receiving hand. You know what I'm saying now?
Yes.
But now, they are the receiving hand. And it wouldn't matter whatever contribution you can give to help them.
Yeah.
And so don't be afraid. If you don't have a clear yes or no, go ahead. Go and help them. But define your terms from the beginning. That you don't change the goalpost. Why the football is going on? Yeah. And they will say, but you didn't tell us that. Daddy, I have said it that this is the way it will go. Maybe on Friday, I will go to church and I will come back on the Saturday, on the Sunday morning, or on the Monday morning. I have 5 days to give to you, Daddy. I think that's enough. Just let it be clear from the beginning. Then it won't be a problem, okay?
Yes, sir.
If it's going to be a problem, discuss with your pastor. He'll counsel you further on the matter.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Daddy. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling, this is a bit of a long read. Let's pay attention. I have a feeling it seems like a void. I don't know if it's a good one to have, because knowing you have a void and knowing it's only God that can fill it is another thing. Mm-hmm. It helps to long for Him more and more because you realize you can't do it yourself. But somehow, I feel I'm drawing back. I feel and maybe I know that I'm not doing some things right. Maybe because I feel I have a lot going on. Is it just reading my Bible, listening keenly to messages, both in church and after, and learning from my elders, observing their lives, and how much they love to and serve? Is it that? Because I do that. And somehow, I still feel something. I still feel like I'm pushing myself to study scriptures and listen to messages, whereas it should be a free flow with joy and hunger, not out of duty. I still see myself doing a lot of things I shouldn't be doing. I don't love enough. I don't serve enough. I'm not even submissive enough to my pastor. How do I even go about that? I just feel like I'm not moving. I really, really can't tell how much the words I've heard from our fathers have shaped me over the years. Oh, I know how much I've changed, and I hear testimonies from brethren that knew me for years, but for some that are just meeting me, it's like I still have so much to learn. Thank God for the wisdom of staying and relating with brethren. It truly exposes you, and I thank God for the light of the Holy Spirit to show me my shortcomings and for grace to be detached from them gradually. I feel some of my friends would soon leave me, not because they want to, but because maybe they maybe see others growing and responding faster. Who doesn't like to associate with such a person? And I'm just there, still trusting God for certain natures in me. I know the Lord is helping me and is creating in me a beautiful version of myself. But why do I feel this void? I can't wait to take and use all the wisdom I'll get through the answer to this question, to use it to live, do, and become better.
Okay. So, somewhere there, through the things you are not doing right here and there, you have a feeling you are not making progress. Much progress. And the people around you also can see that in terms of what is expected.
Yes, sir.
Because in the community, there is what is expected as a lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
You have not made up to it.
Yes, sir.
And so they are not even seeing that you have changed.
Some of them acknowledge that you are changing.
You know, some of the friends who are not close friends in church.
Yes.
Who knew her when she
a long time.
And they know she has changed.
Yes.
But those ones who are just knowing her now, I didn't know that. So you understand that when a child is expected to score 70
yes.
in an exam, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And he was scoring 20.
Hmm. Wow, that's a distance.
That's a very, very, that's a distance.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, he had a teacher that began to coach her. And now he's scoring 35.
Hmm.
Or even 40. The way she's going, the distance.
Yes.
But she has left where she was.
Yes.
So in the way of assessment, if not for Nigeria assessment does not know where you're coming from.
Yes, sir.
It fixed a score. Bah. And when they say CA, they don't really use the CA. That's the same is to trace where you're coming from.
Yes.
So it's someone that's scoring AAA before in CA. And it does exam now, score F9 exam. They know that something went wrong.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
So I will say that you know that you have made progress. That means that the gospel is working, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So that should not be lost. And it's not that you will accept that now that I have tried and that's my best. That's not your best. You are in process. You are on a journey. And your attitude towards all this problem, I'm not reading Bible enough, I'm not doing all of that. Your attitude of faith in responding to demands.
Yes, sir.
You know, demands of, I need to pray, I'm not reclining. I'm journeying to pray. I think you know what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
You can't be doing all of that. You will still make progress again.
Yes, sir.
You could be slow. If there's faith in the heart,
yes, sir.
What the devil is doing to you now, he wants to destroy faith in your heart.
Mm.
It's not of faith. To feel that I don't even know where I am.
Yeah.
It's a whisper of the devil.
Of the devil.
You are in Christ and you are making progress in Christ. Your progress could be slow, but you're making progress. And so the same Jesus who is walking in others, also will walk in you, and you will not stop. That's number one. Number two. So the measuring line is that, are you still in fellowship?
Yeah.
Do you still attend meetings?
Yeah.
Do you still listen to messages?
Yeah.
Even if it's by effort.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
That your effort is still working.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not every one of us that will feel the excitement. Even those who feel excitement, it's not every time they feel excitement.
Yes.
There are moments you are excited, there are moments you are not excited, but you are doing obedience, you are doing righteousness.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
You are doing righteousness. So it is doing righteousness that matters. It's not what you feel.
Yes, sir.
So what guarantees your progress is that you are doing righteousness. It's not that I feel. Drop your feeling. Commit yourself to your obedience. If you go on that lane, definitely you're going to make progress. Number two is, don't disconnect from your friends. If they disconnect from you, make new friends.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
Don't assault them to feel that they are impatient with me.
Mm-mm.
Just know that the way it is arranged is that they don't have grace to forbear you.
Yeah.
Like you have heard today. They don't have grace to suffer along with you.
Yes, sir.
God will bring somebody else around you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get born again for them.
No.
You are a child of God. The same God will provide those who can go with you on your journey.
Yes, sir.
Some students in class can respond to good teachers. When teachers are teaching them, they're responding fast. Some are stolen learners. And there's always a class.
Yes.
Abi?
Yes, sir.
But stolen learners. Those who are slow learners, they will still get to where they are going.
Yes, sir.
It can take some time. And along the line, you can pick up somewhere there that you don't know. So don't write yourself up. Don't over compare yourself with your friends in the spirit. Your classmates are not those you look as if, oh, we came to church together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same year we came to church.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we have been together. We've been hearing this message together. Your classmate will appear to you. Shall I say now?
Yeah.
When you meet them, don't despise them.
Yes, sir.
There could be those who are just coming in for just a year ago. They're your classmate. Stay with them and make progress with them. You'll be okay in your own company. I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
In that journey, there are small company in the journey. Some are five way back a little bit. As long as they are not stopping, they are still in the journey. Along the line, God has a way of also controlling those who are ahead to slow down.
Yeah.
So they can make up for those who are behind. But be sure that you are not indulging yourself in all of that. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
Progress in the spirit is not that much of excitement. Some people can pray in the spirit, makato lebo, wombalayada, elibrahanda babala. They can have five tongues and just praying for 10 minutes. And for you, is go born again? It's labalabaye. No problem. Don't stop your labalabaye. Shall I say that?
Keep saying it.
Why you convert more of the spirit?
Yes.
And see, if your own at the end of 3 years is one utterance more, in your own order, you are okay.
Yes, sir.
I think you're saying that?
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, it is not what it looks like spirituality that is going to matter. It's the nature.
Yes, sir.
And it's the nature. Why we want to encourage you to pray well, pray out. As we say all of that, it's trying to trigger you to take a lane that can make you learn faster.
Yes, sir.
So when they push you, don't resist being pushed. You are the one who. And we say pray out. And pray out is like giving you a great task.
Oh, boy.
It's not easy. There's no crowning without a measure of exercise
or effort.
Nobody's clown.
Yes.
Without having gone through a measure of being temperate.
Yes.
Being controlled. So if you allow the control, you will also learn it.
Yes, sir.
If I go for Olympic, your coach, you think you are doing well before. Your coach, you know the expectation, can put you through some drill.
Yeah.
That will break you from your maximum to a new maximum.
Because
your former maximum is the best of you.
Yes.
But you also know that you have capacity for improvement, which you don't believe in yourself.
Yes, sir.
If it tells you can improve, you say, coach, I will just die. Say you won't die, I will just die. It will take you to a step that will break that limit.
Yes.
Then you just know that, wow, you can do much more than you were doing before. So that's the way it is. So stay close to your pastor. Stay close to your leader. Don't be at the back and ensure that you are not involved in murmuring and backbiting in church. All those ones so expose you to being destroyed easily by the enemy. And you're going to make progress. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Daddy. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Is it possible for a lady to lose her virginity without knowing how and when it happened? This has been something that's been eating at my heart.
How do you know? Are you testing your virginity? But you are not asking the question for somebody else.
Yes.
You're asking as if you're asking for yourself. It's like, how did I lose my virginity? You know, what happened to me? You know?
Is there an issue around it? There's no background to the statement.
So there's no background to the statement. So it's possible for a lady to lose her virginity without her knowing.
Yes.
There are things you do. There are exercises you do.
Yes.
There are stress you go through. There could be some accident you go through.
Yes.
That can make it happen without knowing that
it has happened.
It has happened. But the issue is, when do you know it? I think it should be that you've told your husband that you are a virgin, and now she found that you are not a virgin. What happened? And for an average man, issue of virginity is not who is spiritual.
Yeah.
Should not be a yardstick to measure spirituality.
Yeah.
So there are some men who are conservative and somewhere there they are undeveloped.
Yes.
Who have an idol around virginity. Oh, I met her as a virgin. And that's a virtue. And it's a virtue, much more that is a virgin in the spirit. It's more of virtue.
Virtuous.
Than an human. And human is too small to describe purity.
Yes.
I'm going to build your ideal of life around. So if you have it, I trust that you can drop it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, if your husband is still having a problem with that, go and tell your pastor. My husband is still having a sense of distrust about me. And so I can talk to him. But it should not be a problem. But I'm only saying that when you should know it, it can only be, should only be when you are married. Because the human should be like, how many millimeters from the vulva, I think it goes for up to three inches. Which means that if there's no penetration, you can't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I think that should not eat your heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. My question, sir, what is the hope of our generation in this message? The more we press, the more we see our weakness, and as if we were not a good match with our father's discipline and experiences in this journey of faith. Do we say we are not worthy, or do we say we are worthy to be the next generation that can take this gospel further?
So it's good that you have this concern.
Yes.
So just turn the concern to response. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Not the concern. I want to make you read more. I want to make you hear message more. I want to make you associate with those who are ahead of you more. And if somebody is ahead of you going for outreach, you follow the person. Nobody, you won't change by complaining. No. Follow the person.
No.
Uh-huh. Yes, serve those who are serving. Be there in what they are doing. It will rub on you. So it's good that you have the concern, but you know, if you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. But the companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Yeah.
So just turn it the body into response. Get close to your elders. Get close to your leaders. Be involved in what they are doing. Either you feel it or not, commit yourself to it.
Yes, sir.
And whatever you commit yourself to, are in business as a way of becoming your business, actually.
Yes, sir.
So, we believe in your generation, so we're investing. We believe in your generation. And we believe that you have the potential to do what God wants you to do. What looks more Like in today's world, people get concerned about the Gen Z. What they have, we don't have. They have expression than us.
Yes.
Okay. We have tendency for more depth
yes.
than they.
Yes.
Okay. So what they need to do is connect to the fathers.
Yeah.
And they will take you to their depth. And you will express what they cannot express.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You are more talking in your days. People of your age, if I did, one they don't even know they can say it, they can.
Yes, sir.
The one they have not known, they can talk it, they can hear it. So you are a talking generation. We are more of a thinking generation. Okay? So connect to your fathers. That's one of the ministry of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Okay, return you back to wisdom of the ancients. Wisdom of the just. And that becomes the way that it drops over you. So on your own, your crime may not solve the problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but just allow the ministry to rub on you and connect to those who are ahead of you. And that will be okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Science shows that certain hormones are released during sexual intimacy that can bring emotional relief and a sense of joy. In a situation where a woman may appear emotionally distant or touchy, but this may be connected to lack of sexual expression, especially when marriage is delayed, what is the appropriate way for such a person to cope? I understand that we are taught not to seek alternative means of sexual satisfaction.
Okay.
And while we are encouraged to rely on the Holy Spirit for joy and strength,
okay,
there are also physical aspects of the body that seem unmet. In such a case, what practical or spiritual steps would you advise for someone in this situation?
Okay. Yeah, there's a sexual satisfaction on its own. Like you have mental satisfaction.
Yes.
If you read and study, it has some satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
If you do a job and get result in it, it has satisfaction. So there are satisfactions at different compartments of life. If you are not in an arrangement that makes you available for sexual satisfaction, you only know it's there.
Yeah.
You only feel a glimpse of it. But you don't really know the joy of it.
Yes, sir.
And what you don't know, you don't know.
Yes,
I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
You think you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, it's like you have never eaten a... What is going on? There is this food they make. Abroad they also sell it. Not this
pizza.
How many of you are missing pizza? Because you have eaten it before. If you miss it, then you have eaten it before.
Yes, sir.
You that is missing it, have you eaten it before? You are looking back again. And you have not even once. So you have created a taste for it.
A taste for it.
Appetite
for it.
You have already appetite for it. So you know what you miss when you have not eaten it. But if you are describing it to me now, I don't really know because my body has not been used in that area. I can only be feeling your description. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes,
so
sir.
Sexual emotion and sexual ecstasy is like that.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you feel, if you are a woman, whatever you feel in your ovulation period, all of that, is just a little trigger of it that is that dies out.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
At most for a day, sometimes for some hours. At most 2 days, it goes out by itself.
Yes, sir.
Because it's not used. So you don't know the depth of it. You see what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
And so if you don't have access to it, it doesn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a part of your life that was not used. There are other excitements, joy, energy, satisfaction that exist in many other things.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm talking like Paul. His joy is in church. His joy is the gospel growth. His joy is to show that according to the gospel.
Yes, sir.
And every time he has a rush of joy, exactly, because each time he sees that result, yes, he's satisfied.
Yes, sir.
So your person who knows about marriage, about sex,
yeah,
everything like that one, yeah, he's not missing it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
But he already has other places where joy really is.
Yes.
And he has used it. And if you're talking about it to him, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So when he says that, he's talking about grace to be an Enoch, for example.
Mm.
The grace is still lie on you finding portals of joy.
Yes, sir. That's true.
So the grace is, you say you have grace. The grace does not mean that it doesn't have sexual emotions.
Mm-mm, no.
Only that it's not a problem. It's satisfied.
Yes.
So as much as we don't listen to say, oh, the Lord, there's a lot of satisfaction, hormonal things in sex. But when a man is not used in that area,
yeah,
there are other things,
yeah,
that also triggers hormones in,
yes,
you.
Yes.
That makes you. So it's just like finding your joy. Where's the place of your joy? Where's the place of your excitement? When you are married, your wife is not available. Your wife, somebody is sick.
Yeah.
But it's like not available. And you should do well.
Yes, sir.
So that's what the spirit make up for.
Yes, sir.
The spirit opens you to see. We sing a song. There are realms of joy,
yeah,
that many may not know
till I cross
this narrow bridge. There are realms of, but there are realms of excitement. Some people are, it's book. They read and they come out and they don't remember they have not eaten.
Yes, sir.
The man who invented electricity,
yeah,
went in for hours. By the time he came out, the wife already put food on the table. And when they came back, the food is still there. And the wife is saying, you have not eaten. I've eaten. I have eaten. He thought he had come out.
Yes, eaten and gone back.
Eating has gone back. Well, he never. So his passion gave him some mirage about life. The wife said, you have not eaten. That's your food. So I ate. Jesus said, my meat is the will of him that sent me. I have to finish it. And when they were going away, it was like
fainting.
And so let's pray that we can eat joy wells, okay?
Yes.
That's what about it. Like I teach about sex, sexuality. I teach men about sex, all of that. And it's because it's available to use.
Yes.
If it's not available to use, life still goes on and go on completely.
Hmm.
There's a switch that just makes it go on. So it's discovering portals of joy. So let me ask, what gives you joy? Where you are, can you think about things that give you joy? Do you think so? No, it's personal. I'm asking you. Have you found joy wells? What really make you happy? For example, me, for example, when I'm sharing with people, when I'm sharing with you, I've not known
how long
it has gone.
Yes, sir.
Is that when you can flow in my area of talk?
Yes, sir.
But I have people around me, I'm okay.
Yes, sir.
I can share my food for them and take a spoon and I'm okay.
Yeah.
So you have to find what's your joy. That will help you to take care of this, especially in the days we're in. You can't go into sexual satisfaction without being the estate. You will ruin many things about your life. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. If we have acquired the mystery of faith, how do we practically know and how do we do the good works? If we have acquired the mystery of faith.
The works go with the mystery.
Yeah.
It's like if this tree has grown very well, how do we give it fruit?
Yeah. the fruit will naturally come out.
Fruit will naturally come if the tree has attained age. I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So if you are acquiring strong faith and you are holding faith, works becomes normal. Or demands or commandments becomes normal. Okay?
Yeah.
For example, to be hospitable.
Yeah.
Becomes normal. Because the joy is in seeing others happy.
Yes, sir.
It's in seeing other people's need met. And so it becomes normal to take in strangers who are not your blood relation. Becomes easy.
Yes, sir.
Because instead of faith, the faith life itself has taught you how we are one in Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't think that it's not for my tribe. It's not for my color. All of those are dealt with what can be limited. So the fruit is born along life. You know, he said, bring ye forth fruit, meet for repentance. Yes. So when you are in the process, fruit is born along life. And it's born in their order. There's a time when the fruit is small. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
If you're harvesting and you have the first year harvest, it's always small. Mm-hmm. Next year harvest, more. But then you go to harvest for 3 years, the full fruit abounds. So you can't compare the harvest of somebody who has been holding faith for 3 years and you have just begun it.
Yeah.
The fruit quantity, two of you have fruit.
Yeah.
But quantity of fruit is not going to be the same.
Yes, sir.
That's why it is. So, show me your faith without your works.
I will show you
my faith by my works. So, by works is faith made perfect. Yes, or is shown that it has gone through its full process.
Yes, sir.
So, I don't know if that really answers the question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We have gone barely half. We need to pace up.
Barely half. Okay, let's go. Let's stay up.
This is quite a long read. Let's just pay attention. As an apprentice, learning a skill requires the place of consistency to be able to have mastery in a skill. But most times, due to the faith, choosing a higher life, which is Christ, and the demands of the life of Christ, and choosing to consider putting it first rather than the skill you are learning makes you look unserious and looks like you take it for a joke, i.e. from your boss. Now, as a believer and due to the conscience, these things get to me and fine. I know that I should not really mind what the world sees or their thoughts on the matter, but somewhere there, one should serve his boss well and live Christ-like at service. But fear of what the boss will say about how you take things around the job is not very serious as they want you to get.
As they expect you, thereby making one fall into sin. Like lying.
Okay. Thoughts of, can I really be good at it, get to me, and all thereby making me doubt grace, because when you face the reality at work and you don't get something right, they refer to you what they say about you not taking the work seriously.
Yeah.
These things build anxiety in me. I need the right mindset about how to go about this stage of learning so as not to let the devil use the boss to speak thoughts to my mind, thereby making their words stand. So please, Daddy, help me. You said something around this recently, even till the first day of this program, but having the grace
to compound all these things
and pick the right way to attack the situation has been my fight. Should one skip meetings to please them or please the conscience? Though I know it's not for a long time you would be there. These things can have an effect on our lives that we might not know.
Okay. That is a very practical question.
Yes, sir.
And that is a tendency for nearly everyone, except those who go to school. Maybe you're going to school, your lecture hours is fixed.
Set.
And nothing disrupt it.
Yes, sir.
Except maybe once in a while. Yeah, but for those who are into apprenticeship in any way or learning other skills, there's an expectation from those who are in that world.
Yes.
They expect you to give everything. Everything. Especially if your master is highly skillful in it, and he does the work with a measure of excellence, they believe that you need to get the result that you need to give in. And truly speaking, for you to you need to invest time on the business to acquire the spirit of the business.
Yes.
Okay. So that is understood. And that's the way they are going to be assessing you. But from your point of from your own side, and side of those who also mature around you are believers.
Yes, sir.
Like your pastor. Or if you have elders in church and that area also, you have to be close to them so they can give you a little bit of help and understanding to help your conscience. Number one is that while you are learning those skills, you may not be able to do everything.
Yes, sir.
That others do in church.
Yes, sir.
Not because you don't want to do it, but the arrangement you have for those period of time may not allow it. And your pastor should understand it.
Yes, sir.
Your friends should also understand that it's your design for now. It's not going to be forever. But a master in that area,
yes,
you can design your program to fix to what you want.
Yes, sir.
So you must not have a guilt, a conscience of weak conscience on that area, feeling that. But basically, for example, in the house, they will pray every morning. Do you pray every morning? That's the place to check your own contribution to your Allah. Or do you sleep half of the prayer? Or do you skip the prayer many times? That one is not under your master.
Yes.
That one is under you.
Yes, sir.
Are we together, right?
Yes, sir.
Sunday meetings. I'm not too sure there are many masters who has to come to work on Sunday. How much participating are you on such day? In your group in church, do they know that day you are available and you render your best on such occasion? Or even your department, they don't even know when you are free.
Yeah.
All of that are things you have to clean up on your side.
Yes, sir.
To know how diligent you are, mm-hmm, serious you are, focused you are, and the issue of design of your work. If you can manage it together, you won't be able to get through easily.
Yes,
you are lazy, you are not definite in focus. And so all of that is your problem before.
Yes, sir.
Then rubbed into your work now.
Hmm.
It will make everything look messy.
Yeah, really clumsy.
And so you must be able to know that you are not lazy. I say you are not lazy. Not only you that know it.
Yes.
Other people that live with you
are aware.
Are aware that this guy is not lazy. Then it means that if your guy is expecting you to spend 16 hours, for example, on the job, and you plea for 14 hours, because you need 2 hours more to add to your whatever you are doing spiritually, anywhere. You must be sure that the 14 hours you are spending, that you really spend it, that is conscious and everyone's around you know that you've given the best. You know that the 14 hours itself, if they look at how many hours you work there, they can't get 5 hours.
Yes.
And you're going to ask for permission again to leave work. So the issue of diligence cannot hide. There's only a master that can also deny that a person is diligent. So not having enough time for the as he expect and diligence are not the same.
Wow.
I don't know if you get it.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you are serviceable. You are dead over your best. You bring your innovations to the work. You bring, they just, when you are not around, they are missing you.
Yes.
Okay. So, you may not be able to give in the hours they want.
They want.
Because they are not looking for anything.
Yes.
That is their life.
Yes.
Just like my professor sometimes will say, Pastor, shikini kia kia. And I know from the mind is, shikini kia kia, the prof. Enjoy your many years of profession, being a professor, and retire. That's what they are thinking, shikini kia kia. The prof kia kia. So if I'm going to go on that speed, he's talking about, many things will suffer. So he knows that I'm not lazy.
Yeah.
But also, I don't go
at their speed.
So, you can't go and say, you are a lazy man. No. My defenses, all of that, presentations, some of them, I may not even be around to look at destruction day. So, somewhere they have been having fear that the way you are going, are you sure you can defend your work? I said, I know that I am the trouble. When I come to defense, I know I will take out my, don't just lie. So in the last defense, before the final, the external defense, well, but they go and work on this thing. I know what I should do, but I don't have enough time to do. Show you what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I won't stay in school. Once I do my work, I'm back home. I'm back to church. I'm back to this and that one. But when I know you are going for your last defense,
yes.
You were here now.
Yes.
I sat down. I did the work the way it should be done.
Yes.
Everything I will say with full stops, comma, I have finished it on paper. So I'm not thinking when I'm presenting. After I finished presenting, he was shocked. I can't believe it. You have dazed all of us today. So just say the next one we're going to do in the room there, there's no big deal about it, no problem. So when you know when you should, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should know when things matter.
Yeah.
And you make it to matter.
Yes.
If you are like that one, they will know that you do your job on that. You can't be available
all the time.
And that is not a problem. You know that if you're going to come into practice your job, you know it. Only that. All the hours they want you. I'm not sure of any believer who's really making so much progress in the spirit who can match up with the demands of the world system.
Yes.
And they always feel that you are not doing, but then they start seeing your result.
Yeah.
We can't believe you. Because you are really learning the process.
Yes.
Only that time is the only thing you have not been able to put up with how they design it. So please, don't hide behind laziness. Laziness is a bad thing. Diligence is a must thing in life. Even spiritually, you have to be diligent. If you're not spiritually diligent, you can be hiding around church, and you're not making progress.
Yes, sir.
You're always in church 5 hours, but what is the impute? So please, this question is an issue with nearly, if not 80% of believers.
Yes.
Your boss is always concerned. On Saturday, they call you, you're in church. On Sunday, they call you, you're in church. It's only 2 days in the week, oh. Is all your life in church? And I will say that it's not all my life. There are just days like that. So to them, calling you twice and you're in church. They're hearing the drum. This boy is becoming a fanatic. This boy is... because they don't expect normal human being. They're not in your worldview.
Yes.
So they don't expect normal human being to live like that. So they're going to put diligence to proof that being spiritual is not being unproductive.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Over time, I've learned not to expect much from anyone, but now I think I've overused this law, and it has really affected my life negatively, I'll say, because I now find it hard to open up to people when in need. I only get to spill it out when it has been resolved. Whenever I'm being helped out financially, I always feel indebted to whosoever helped me to avoid being on the receiving end at all times. But getting to hear something far different from this settled lifestyle of mine, I feel like I'm far from salvation in its true sense. I'm always scared of being made fun of due to likely experiences, just trying to avoid being pitied. This is something I once gloried in, but with the washings coming at me, I think I'm performing wrongly. Salvation is needed. Please.
In terms of... let's go back to the first part.
Over time, I've learned not to expect much from anyone.
Okay.
But now I think I've overused this law.
Okay.
And it has really affected my life negatively, I'll say. Because I now find it hard to open up to people when in need.
Okay. So you have now used the two sides of the coin.
Yes.
Giving and receiving.
Yes.
If you use the two sides of the coin very well, you'll be balanced.
Yes.
And maybe in the season, you always give. Now you switch to receiving.
Yes.
I feel that you are receiving too much. Is that your answer now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's two sides of the same coin. Every time you receive, you have a chance to also give.
Yes.
If nobody asks you, look at needs around you and minister to it.
Yes, sir.
That will help your conscience to also be serviced in the area of both giving and receiving.
Yes, sir.
There's no, you have a, how would I call it now? You have a weak conscience.
Hmm.
And some of us are like that one. We are not even too sure, am I not giving enough? There are principles of your giving. For example, that defines expectations. So if you have gone through the minimum, minimums, you give your offering, you give your tithes, and you have reserved a certain amount to help those who are around you. When it spills it, if it spills it and you're able to meet what it spills, don't condemn yourself. You have done what faith appropriate for you for that moment. Give your chance, time, give yourself chance for another hour when more grace will come to you and you can do much more than you expect. Okay? So don't self-condemn yourself except when you are disobedient to clear-cut instructions. Okay, so I've overused this law and it has really affected my life. Which law? Law of receiving. I say because I now find it hard to open up to people when in need. That is a guilt. So go ahead and talk to people. Now you know you find it hard. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you, embolden you, and take a step. When you do it once, it becomes easier the next time. Abi?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's how it goes. Sir. So if you are not used to receiving, also learn to receive.
Yes, sir.
To receive is to pray about and say, Lord, give me grace to receive. And take away whatever values, pride, whatever that are hiding here and there. But also give me the flow, the free flow to receive. And once you pray about it, answer will come.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Self-condemnation will never help your progress.
Yes, sir.
So don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Please, sir, I am earning well a bit, but about 300K plus. But I discovered Gen Z.
I'm earning well a bit. Is that the issue?
No, the a bit is 300K. The person couldn't believe it's just a bit.
Okay.
Please, sir, I am earning well a bit, about 300K plus. But I discovered that I don't have good personal savings. Before month end, I will have to borrow again. The only savings I currently have now are the corporate savings from my workplace. Although I have some family issues that I attend to, but I wish and desire to have more savings. Thanks.
Okay. You are shouting that the amount you earn depends on where you are. We don't know where this person is working. If you are in Ondo, for example, and you are earning 300,000, maybe it could be you're not married. That could be fair. But if you're in Lagos and you're earning 300,000, you know you're not earning. Okay. So wherever you are, let's look at what it takes you in a month to to ensure your work continues. When you remove your transport from that place and you remove your housing allowance from it, because from your monthly earning, you're supposed to be saving towards your housing.
Yes.
You can't be earning and housing, your rent expires and you are praying for manna.
No.
You can't pray for manna on this one.
No.
You'll have sat down to look at how much your housing goes. So if you remove housing from this, remove transport from this,
yes.
Remove tithe from this,
yes.
Remove offering from this,
yes.
You're going to find that it's not really a very big money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, it means that the level you are at now is not a level where you can say, I'm saving for a project.
Yeah.
You can save for accountability.
Yeah.
You save for responsibility.
Yes, sir.
As no matter what you say, when you are earning 70,000 naira, I still expect you to save.
To save something.
As a training.
A sign of responsibility.
Yeah, because if you earn 7,000 and you don't save, you can earn 1,000,000 and you will not stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Saving is it's not like giving.
Yes.
Saving is a deliberate skill that you have to develop.
Yes, sir.
So it's not a matter of how much you're earning, the discipline. So now, how much can you save in this place? So you're going to sit down. Because from this, you expect to send little stipend to your parents?
Yes.
So you are looking at the budget now?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to feed for a month?
Yes.
So add all of that together with your feeding of like 70,000. For any one person to feed in a month now, you would need like 70,000 or 60,000.
Yes.
So add it together. She's laughing. So it means that you may not be able to save heavily.
Yeah.
I want to save for a car. Not in this one.
No.
I want to save, but you may not be able to even save for, if I'm not careful, you may not be able to save for a plot of land.
Yes.
From this, you can save.
Yes, yes.
All you can save for is to save to buy a screen or save to invest. Yeah. I think I prefer saving at this point, saving for investment.
For investment.
This is not a time to save to build your house. Whatever house you are living in with this one, just put plastic there. You know what I'm saying now?
Yes.
And be okay with your plastic.
Yes.
And buy a table and let anybody who see you there.
Not
you at your level.
You are beginning.
Uh-huh. So you'll be thinking about how much little investment can I make with my savings here? So if that's something, if you're saving 10,000, 20,000 from this money, you are not doing badly. In a year, you will have put together 120,000.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I can invest 100,000 in something that can yield back to you again.
Yes, sir.
So at early stage of our life, we actually need developmental mindset than trying to prove I'm living well.
Yes, sir.
So you understand something?
Very true, sir.
Certain time, you don't need a TV screen. You don't need a TV screen. You don't need many things. You don't need them. You need to build your strength from the scratch. My house, I didn't have TV on TV. I started having
Brethren living with me. Yes.
And we felt that we need to have time to fellowship in the evening. And we really did.
Yes.
Now we watch
soap operas.
Some soap operas. And that united us. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. But before, prior to that time,
it was not existing.
It's not existing. It's not part of my investing in your development.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Not because anybody's asked for it. You should know what next should I develop myself on. So put money towards that side. It does much more than buy a car when you cannot fuel it. So you know what I'm saying? You know, if you buy this car, sometimes you think about buying a car. Like I was discussing with one of us over then. When you buy this car, and you look at how much you run your family in a month.
Yeah.
And look at how much fuel was remaining.
Now they can't buy you.
And you have a wife and children. So if you have a wife and children and you have 90,000 remaining in your salary, you don't have salary.
You don't have anything.
You can't buy that thing.
No.
You can't buy that thing. Uh-huh. So that's the way it is. So there's nothing you really need that is prayed. If it's prayed, God will open another door for it.
Yes.
I remember many years ago, I said, I can't get a car. I can't buy a car. I can use a car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't buy a car. I can use a car. And I use a car.
Yes, sir.
I didn't buy a car. So the fact that I'm not earning to buy a car does not mean that I cannot use a car. Yeah. I can desire it. As I desire it. Father,
if the ravens can bring one.
Ravens can bring one. Just bring one. But to be saving to buy one. Ah. It doesn't make sense. So that's the way it is. So can I see your pastor more to help you in this matter?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they have to collect money from you every month and put it in an account where you cannot have access to.
Yes, sir.
It is the money remaining that you spend. Koto, koto, koto. Even when you are earning 1 million, koto nani. In the midst of koto, koto, that's when some 100,000 we do one thing.
Yes.
That's when some 50,000 we do one thing.
Yes.
And small like that one. I believe that people should save as a discipline. No matter what you are earning, it could be very small, but it's a discipline. The service will not deliver you, but give you a sense of don't finish it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. As someone that came across this message and believed it since then, I have been turning to this new way of living. Okay. But at some point, with the help of the messages and instructions in the house, I'm struggling to be productive. I have been struggling here, which makes me sometimes angry at myself, which has affected some of my progress. I humbly ask for help.
Go and meet your pastor.
Okay.
And tell him you are struggling. He will find out from you which area of struggling.
Yes.
Struggling on your job.
Yeah.
Or struggling on spiritual things.
Yeah.
Or struggling to want to make progress, which area? They will find out from you and they will really help you. But the issue is that progress is that sometimes you can experience a slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally in result.
Yeah.
But you're making progress in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
When you plant a seed in the ground, for some days it looks as if it's not making progress.
Mm-hmm.
But after some days, you see it shoot out. It's growing now. It has been growing without you seeing it.
Yes.
So growth did not begin when you start seeing leaf. When you understand that it's growing. So those who are experienced, give it days. Do not reckon that by now this corn should be sprouting.
Yeah.
And so immediate assessment, 1 year. Sometimes you have to sow 5 years in the spirit.
Yes.
Start really counting progress. Not 6 months. You heard the other time, Pastor, those who was talking about how many things he tried doing.
Yes.
And it appears that there's no breakthrough, but there's breakthrough.
Yes.
You are growing, you are getting experiences through it that will not only help yourself, also help those who hear you later on. I've told you many times here, I've been to a bar before. Yes, I've bought clothes before, I've sold clothes before. I've done barber saloon before.
Yes, sir.
I have run lessons before.
Yeah.
And at those points, look as if there's no progress. Eh?
Yes, sir.
It's a road to where you are going.
Mm-hmm.
If you fold your hands and do nothing, you won't get to where you are going.
Yes, sir.
So, everything you are doing because you believe that's the right way, you are making progress. And when you are serving people, you are making progress. Progress is not when you start seeing results physically. It's when you start seeing development within you. Even though within you, what's going to arrange the natural to come to you? Because now you can manage it.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Daddy, I am confused, sir, about who to marry.
You will not be confused in Jesus' name.
Amen. About who to marry. I don't attend FMLI on Sunday. I just attend anytime we have program and I stream sometimes. Is it okay to receive proposals from someone that is not hearing word of righteousness, but the person is a spirit-filled believer? My second question is that I easily get emotionally attached to the opposite sex anytime they show interest in wanting to be in a relationship with me. I try my best, but I'm finding it difficult at times. I'm afraid of being led by my emotions for whom to marry. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, that is the that's one of the problems that come sometimes that becomes difficult to solve.
Yes, sir.
Because the way that it gets solved easily, it's not the way you are taking.
Yes, sir.
But this person followed the message. It's not really part of their house. So you are not really, you are hearing the message, but you are not in the economy.
Yes.
So the house is not just on the message.
Yes.
It's on the economy.
Yes.
It's in the day-to-day interactions that actually brings the result. So somewhere there, wherever you are is where you are going to take as your house.
Yes, sir.
You could look at it as if you are ahead of them, but that's your base. That's your house.
That's your house.
That's your house. So you're going to humbly take someone who may not be following the message, but is a child of God who loves Jesus at a level sincerely. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
You may not be able to get somebody who is also following the message, who is outside like you. We don't have a place to connect you, the two of you. Except everyone arrange it. It's outside, you are outside, and you meet, and you agree to marry. If you get that, good. But it may not be easy to get. But there's no platform for that. I think you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if you want to marry from the house, the demands of the person you want to marry also may not be easy to go by. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Except the Lord is making it so clear. Making it so clear. And so you'll be humble enough to look out for. We had a teaching on who not to marry.
Yes, sir.
When you go through that teaching series, you know things to check out.
Yes.
For who not to marry. It means that the one available can give you a little problem, but you can still cope with it as a believer. I think you saw what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
The best thing is to marry. What defines us is what defines people are waters.
Yes, sir.
Both the message and the economy of the message.
Yes, sir.
That's why you don't really get the best. When you take the message to your church, it don't still thrive there.
Yes, sir.
It don't still, because it's not just the message you are preaching, it's a whole economy.
Yeah.
So I understand how people connect to the message, listen, follow Wednesday teaching, all of that, and they love the message. But they're not in the house. You will need a lot of...
An enabling environment.
Enabling environment for the message to prosper, to become water.
Yes, sir.
For others to drink. And so, the issue of your emotions, also it is the house, apart from the doctrine,
yes,
is the house that should save you.
Yes.
Tell you something now.
Yes, sir.
And it's the economy of the house that will tamper with your emotion and that will not make you highly emotional.
Yeah.
In a house, for example, like this one, when you relate with, with men and ladies, likewise, you see fine girls around you, relate with them, your emotion will...
It's tampered.
It's not designed to be standing for a long time. It doesn't have strength to stand for a long time. The emotion will weary and get conditioned to living with people and not getting too violent. So that's why Paul addresses your fornication based on the church.
Yes, sir.
It should not be among you as becometh saints. You must be part of certain community to say it should not be them among you. And we don't have the same emotion. And sometimes your emotion may not be tampered with easily by just God's word alone.
Yes, sir.
It could be community. It could be exercise that would douse your emotion. So I would advise that don't just hear messages in the house. Maybe even if you are not part of the house fully, come around and stay more and interact with the community. Okay?
Yes, sir.
That will bring you a lot of emotional balance that can help you. Because if you interact the same way you interact in your church, they can name you. The liberty we have here, not the liberty we find in every other church, I'm saying. I could be a leader there. So you have to keep to the design of your place. But very place like this one, we have confessed, we have this and that one come around and really belong. Maybe the pastor should even know you. So I can pull you in, not like as if he wants to take from your church, but I can enjoy more of the economy of the house.
Yes, sir.
And that will make really make you more whole. Thank you very much.
All right. I have, thank you, sir. I have a similar question.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling it forward. For those of us on the projection, 23A. If someone is in a relationship before getting to Eternal Life Embassy, but has come to fall in love with the message and will want to partner with God, what God is doing here, but the partner he is in a relationship with has no connection really with the message. One has tried to introduce the message to him, but he's not seeing it as such. What can I do, sir?
Now he's in the house.
Yes. But was in a relationship before he came.
You're in a relationship. She came. What we expect when you come in is to let your pastor know about your relationship. That's number one. And number two is the fact that the person is not showing interest in the message. Sometimes we want to look at how far have you gone?
Yes.
With this person. Sometimes the people involved, parents have known them. I've known them. They have approved it. And if you stop that relationship, it doesn't mean you have one on ground for you in the house.
Yes, sir.
Sure, we have not created another one for you in the house.
Yes, sir.
So, what we advise is that if he's not following the house, watch for pointers of things we say about people should not marry. If there's none of it with him, okay, it could be that the measure of whatever you have in the house is what is needed for that union.
Yeah.
Whatever you have fetched so far could be what is needed for that union to go to the next level. And it could also mean that God didn't want to put an end to that relationship. So you must not be too emotional about it.
Yes, sir.
Number one, you should not be emotional to just break it straight and say, let your pastor know about it. They know that we don't just break such anyhow. Because the same person who says, I will go with Jesus to any length. If Jesus is tarrying, the love of, talk about it. No, don't take widow of 60, oh, less than no, 60 years.
Less than 60.
Because if you take widow of less than 60 years, for now they look as if they love Jesus. But their passion
can win
and overrun. And in 3 years, that same person is crying. Yes. Isaac crying. Nobody to marry me. And so, don't break it just anyhow. But two things, like I said, is there. Check out for dangerous signs about who to marry. If it's not there, you could pray more and see if you should go along with that relationship. Along the line, praying and encouraging him along the line to see if he will see the resource that is present when there are meetings here and there. But when you're somebody who just ate the house, something like that one.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yes, yes. It's a bad sign.
In your spirit, this person does not love Jesus. Doesn't matter who he is in any church.
Yeah.
You should not have a sharp reaction to what what your wife says as resource and true. And you want to have you don't want to have a message. What made her what she is the message. Can you see that? But then you want to pull out of the message. Sometimes you are selfish. So you should look out for that. If you know she has a sharp, each time you see Reverend Busi, you just know that
there's a problem.
There's a problem that may not go
easily.
Because for you, you have tested it, you know it, and you may not disconnect totally for even when you try to please him, you may not disconnect. You still be hiding to stream. You know what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Because you know that that's your resource house. But he's not buying that with you. That could be a lot of problems. So if you see those signals, please give up on it. But if you just see that he's, you know, he may not be following the message, but somewhere there you see his heart, he's hearing it. And it's, and yes, hearing it may not follow you, but he's hearing it. And somewhere there, he doesn't mind. But only that, if some people just feel like, how should I leave my church and follow for wife's sake?
Yeah.
It's because of wife, it's not that I will change my church. And there are a lot of things in people's mind.
Yes, sir.
That taking some time, praying about it may also help him.
Yes, sir.
But finally, make sure that you have settled the two sides I described. And we always want to advise you so that you don't have any issue to regret on the town. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Daddy. Can we appreciate Daddy for that response? The next question is quite a read. Let's go back. Question 20. Let's pay a bit of attention. Daddy, I need help navigating the trials and temptations life has brought my way while still living in the faith and hope of becoming more like Jesus. As a young single lady of 26, I am the second to last daughter and third child in a family of five children with parents who have been separated for 11 years. My siblings and I had a unique childhood experience growing up, shaped by a broken home and a traditional Roman Catholic upbringing. Growing up has always been tough for me, tough in the sense of having to look and stay strong for the rest of the family while also ensuring that things were going well for everyone in every aspect of life. I have centered my life on my family's growth, trusting God and striving to become more like Him here on earth. In many ways, I am living for my family, trying to fill in the gaps with the hope of a bright future for my siblings and me, both financially and maritally, while remaining a devoted Christian. Over time, I have realized that I am not truly living the way God would want me to, and I need help, but I do not know how to go about it. Firstly, I currently have a strong drive to become financially stable so that my siblings and I will not be pushed towards negative choices out of lack. I also carry the weight of not wanting my ailing parents' life to be cut short due to health challenges we cannot afford to address. We have found ourselves in such situations before. Secondly, I have discovered that I developed a fear of marriage over the years. The thought of marrying the wrong person or of being the wrong person frightens me to the point where I sometimes entertain the idea of remaining single. I have been living with the fear of losing myself, neglecting my family's needs, or being left alone for the rest of my life, all while trying to ensure that everyone in my family is well established. I sometimes forget how to be a lady. Please, sir, how can I find my way from this kind of life into a truly right and fulfilling way of living? How do I love God, love my family, and still leave room to love and be loved without losing myself in the process? Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. You are a good girl, a good family girl. And for a good family person, that this can be a serious challenge.
Yes, sir.
But you just have to know that solving a problem may not be like packing on the problem and put on your head.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
There's a way God will solve the problem. You can't solve the problem. The problem is more than you.
Yes. It's clearly heavier than you.
It's heavier than you. And if you try to put your head under it,
it will collapse you.
It will finish you. Now, if your head breaks down today, in the midst of this, who will stand for you? If you lose your job today, who will stand for you? So, you are at a point in which apart from God, you don't have any help.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you have to acknowledge that there's a problem with this whole family. But you alone, without God, can't solve it.
Yes, sir.
So you are not going to act God in this matter.
Yes, sir.
And it's not wickedness. It's like the whole family is sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are about being pulled out of the water. But you are pulling somebody also along line with... So most likely, the one who is pulling you out will soon leave you. And everybody will perish. So why not allow the person to pull you out first? And gain enough stamina to see how many you can pull. I mean, how many you can... No matter what is your zeal and concern, the whole house can perish.
It's possible.
And nothing will happen.
It's possible.
So, it's not selfishness.
Yes.
It's acknowledging your human limitation and the ability and the wisdom of God to do what you cannot do. There's only one person that's called all wise. Is God. So, he knows what is going on in your family and he knows how he will solve it. So from your own case or your own side, it will be that, number one, you are putting your development as number one. So you can have enough stamina to be of help. You're also a lady.
Yes.
You must know that no man wants to come to a reunion where you carry your whole family.
Yeah. Overloaded.
So, you have to, first of all, put all this load, drop all the baggages first. And look for minimum way of sustenance. What can you do for how many to keep them?
Yes, sir.
Breathing for now. But when there's life,
there's hope.
There's hope. I think I'm sitting down. Then try to connect them back to Jesus, to church.
Yes, yes.
That's the one who is helping you.
They should find Jesus for themselves.
Let them find Jesus. And also find church. And remove their faith from you. And put their faith in Jesus. These are desperate thoughts.
Kai.
That you...
Kai.
Is, no, I'm not talking emotionally.
Yes, sir.
So they are not things you solve emotionally.
Yes, sir.
After you have seen what you do, you should go and cry. And come back and...
And do it.
Do what you should do. Because sometimes we are in such a dilemma.
Yes, sir.
Like I always tell my siblings, I'm not a savior of the family. I am a little solo about it. A pastor, husband of one wife, father of some children. So I know my immediate assignment.
Yeah.
Now, I'm positioned to take care minimally of that assignment.
Yes, sir.
Whatever remains, I won't forget you. But I won't leave those ones. And now take your issue as my issue. In many instances, I still inconvenience myself many times.
Yeah.
Things happen, you go to into money you ought not to go to and take care of them. That's what's in the way. But I can't carry that throughout the whole year for 5 years. I can't. I can't. So, that we know. So in any matter, they know that I can only support. I can't carry it. When I give everything, it's still supportive.
Yes.
Don't come tomorrow with the whole load, though. My shoulder is not built to carry those loads. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so that relieves you. And God is their God.
Yes, sir.
He knows where to come in and help them. And when I get to a place, when can I really, really make that, really help, that will make a difference? I will make it in the way I can. Because if I say develop yourself in this area, you're not developing yourself in this area. If I give you anything, I know that it may likely drain off.
Yeah.
So, you can't control them. Many of them, you tell them, go this way, they will go this way. Don't do this way, they will do it this way.
Yes, sir.
So you are siblings. And their life is not in your hand.
Yes, sir.
Except if God put you in a place like Joseph. Mm-hmm. To go and prepare posterity. When they met Joseph after many years, Joseph was in the place where he can really help them.
Yes, sir.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
So take a journey like that one. Develop yourself. And I would advise you, plan to marry. But put your load down first of all. Two are better than one. When you go through this age and carry the load to 35, 36, everybody looking from you, your matter will be worse. You may end up not serving them. Yourself, you don't. You have not improved yourself.
Yes.
Yourself, you're not getting better. You don't get a husband. You can fall into depression. You don't need to go through that door.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, don't be a savior. No matter what is going on, don't be the savior of the family. Be there as a responsible sibling who will be able to render help as it should, without stopping your progress. Now, your progress is the security of tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
What you have now cannot save them. But if you get on there to where you are getting to, you can save them better. So, disembark the load. That's when brother can see you. And now begin to pray that God will heal. You have gone through things in your life that make you behave like a man.
Honestly.
And that God will restore back your femininity back to you.
Yes.
And to be a girl,
a lady.
A lady. If Esther is not helped, he can help the nation.
Yes, sir.
He was helped to the palace.
Yes.
So if he carried the wall of the parents on the head, Mordecai cannot present her.
Yes.
The king cannot choose her. And so don't lose your femininity. There are the things you have with you now.
Yes.
That are all materials for the future.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And don't say the brother is not spiritual. You are not a feminine person. A brother may not have interest.
Yes.
You should be a feminine. You should be a woman. You should be a girl. All of that. Please go and meet your pastor. Let him help you further. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can we appreciate Daddy for that response? We are making progress. I am 30 years old, single sister who has never been in a relationship because God said no to every guy that came to me. I look forward to getting married, but no brother in these waters have looked at me twice or even submitted to me at any point. Very soon I'll be 35. Do I take my mind off marriage and just focus on God or keep thinking about it and looking forward towards it?
Okay. Guys are coming from outside.
Yes.
Well, they're not coming from those who are in this message. Go and meet your pastor.
Thank you, sir.
And let him know details. So we'll see. Like I've told you before, some of you husband are outside. So we're going to look at prayers and all the things you can do to bring them to the place where they can meet you, where you will do well, okay?
Yes, sir.
So don't keep records. And there's no problem if a brother has not seen you around here. That's no problem. God has planned for you. But go and meet your pastor. And if you're in this community, whatever your pastor says, let Pastor Alfred know about it. They will know what to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. This is from observation. As a male man, in trying to make or build friendships with the opposite sex, oftentimes I do notice there's a way they look or size you up as they see you in the light of potentially marrying you. This in turn makes them either to respond well to the friendship demand or not, especially when you are not suiting their taste or spec of a potential husband. So, what measures can I take to help myself, and how can I be of help to them?
To them, okay. So the ladies are, they size you up,
yeah,
and the marriage is not existing here. And from that, there's no reason for
to waste the time,
waste any energy. Where people in the house, they have been taught, relationship is not only for marriage.
Yes, sir.
If you push away a brother, and you know, you push them away, you could have damaged something good. That is not just marriage. I didn't know that there are many other things that are good.
Yes.
It could be an opportunity. It could be an intervention.
Yes.
It could be an information.
Yes.
So there are many things about our life that is more than marriage.
Yes.
So we have encouraged people in the house there not to do that. But in case your case is like that, please see your pastor. Okay? So that he can look out for those sisters, or introduce you afresh to new circles of sisters who can receive you not for marriage's sake.
Yes, sir.
Who can just accept you, love you for who you are, and should be comfortable with that without also showing any interest in marriage.
Yes, sir.
Show you what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Because if they respond to you because they have been told, or they know that marriage is not in view, they are not thinking about you. If they don't think today, they can think tomorrow.
That's true.
Uh-huh. So don't care if they're not thinking today, and don't push it. Your God, who knows that you need
a companion,
a wife, knows how to change their mind. So when they come, please receive them that way and be thankful and leave whosoever is not responding. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. I have a question. Thank you. I have a question that got me thinking every day. As much as we know that all believers will definitely come into this understanding but may not be in their days on earth, what can we do to add to what God is doing in the whole body aside from inviting them to join our church? There are many out there who are doing well with the little they have, and if they find grace to see this message, they will do better. But I notice that seeing the message is not easy. Many times we invite them to stream and they don't easily see it. If you are amidst the brethren, you can easily have encouragement on all sides, especially when you are newly hearing the message and battling with lots of misconceptions or flesh and spirit war to disbelief. Thank you for the True God Talk also. I have these requests, sir. Is it possible to have our YouTube messages posted on YouTube without songs and greetings, just ministers' messages with an attached title so they can easily be shared? Secondly, the way we are having True God Talk, can we have people's questions and answer them on any possible platform that can be put online later? And if possible, can there be a mentorship or ministers program that can have ministers from other church come and learn? During the 2026 crossover meeting, it was instructed that we should work closely with our pastors this year. How can we do that well as instructed and acceptably?
That's serious.
That's serious.
Okay, let's start from the last one. How do we work with our pastors closely? Yes, start with going to meet them and talk to them.
Yes.
So this year, I want to be closer to the worker. That will make him or her to put attention on you and to put you more into things that has to do with the church, because they see you with the way they have seen you before.
Yes.
And nobody can see your commitment on your face. So go and meet him or her and talk to her. I know definitely they will give you space to get more involved and give you inroad also to either ask questions or discuss with him or her. That's that.
Yes. The second one.
Talking about...
can we have a platform where we answer questions?
In the way they answer on True God Talk.
Yes.
You know that a lot goes into True God Talk.
Yes, sir.
It's not as simple to just have one True God Talk like that one. You enjoy it on the air, but lots goes into it. Most of those who are into it are not around, are not in the same station.
Yes, sir.
So they converge, use the time of convergence to quickly record. So any questions will also be that paying extra air time.
Yes, sir.
So all of that is what goes into putting meeting on the air or putting them on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Well, you are talking because of the entrance you have to the message and passion you have.
Yes.
Not that everybody has the same passion. True God Talk is on the air. It's on a KFM, for example.
Yeah.
And the KFM is a major station around here that I put this into. So it disperses without your attention.
Yes.
So it gives the chance for people to hear and hear along the line who are these people talking. But to go on YouTube, how many people have access to go on YouTube like that one? And to go on question and answer, for example. And so, that's already another kind of investment. And YouTube cannot just be your voice alone. They're going to record those who are into it. So, it's, if you only voice, people cannot go on YouTube and hear a thing that will go for 1 hour plus.
Mm-mm.
Without seeing the face of those who are speaking. So, recording is another job entirely speaking. So, we note what you have said, but the Lord give us grace for that later on. Maybe we can do that. There's a lot of work the house is involving that runs the week. Everybody, all the pastors are fully used for the week. And the hands available is what we use. So apart from funds, hands that will do the job also are there. So as time goes on, that could be a place to explore also. We want the message to get to as many as possible.
Yeah.
But we must not also burn out.
Yes.
And we're trying to do that. And also, money is involved. What's the other one before this place?
Okay. Can the messages be cut and put on YouTube without songs?
I think they do that.
It's already being done.
I think that's been done. Go and check again. That's been done. If they have stopped, please do that. Keep on doing that. Then which other part is that?
That's all.
No.
Three questions.
If you are amidst the brethren, you can easily have a coordinate on
them. Those are the introduction to the question.
Okay.
The three questions have been answered.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How others can come into the meet, to the meeting? How others can join? Let you... Okay. Yeah, the thing is this one. You see... coming to this message, apart from my efforts of inviting people,
yes, sir,
it's only based on ordination of life and timing. If it's no matter what you do, it's not like other things you pull people in, for example, that they see a kind of promise.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual promise that if the Lord does not open their eyes to it, they can't. You are sitting there wondering, what are you saying? They can even attend the meeting as well. I'm wondering, what has happened now? They may not see the treasure that you are seeing. And so you keep praying for them. And keep praying for them, trusting God that God will hear our prayer and also count them worthy of the grace that is given in the message. We can't pull people in by any human effort. No, we keep on doing what we are doing now. We're going to invite people from outside. You invite people, sometimes they come, sometimes they come, they don't stay. We keep doing all of those invitations and all of that.
Yes,
but it's still hanging on ordination and timing. So that one is in the end of God to handle. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Daddy, I want you to explain the concept of fornication, sir. Pastor Lydia said in one of the Life Teaching Center that fornication is a soul-to-soul connection.
Okay.
That something is being taken from you and something is being deposited in you.
Okay.
Paraphrasing. So, is fornication only about sexual intercourse? Can kissing also be classified as fornication? If yes, how does the soul-to-soul transaction happen through it? I am asking because a friend said that kissing should not be seen as an act of fornication, since kissing was used in the Bible as a means of greeting or exchanging pleasantries. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Kiss yourself with only kiss.
Yes.
And that only kiss is kiss of charity. It's not lip. Like they do in some of our assemblies. It's trying to interpret that scripture directly. Greet one another with an holy kiss. And that was a kiss with a greet with a kiss of charity. So it's a charity experience. All they have been saying since 3 days now here,
yes,
is charity.
Yes. That's
how okay.
It is.
When you forbear your brother, you are kissing the brother. When you forgive your brother, you are kissing the brother. When you are listening to his need, you are kissing him. It's not a lip matter. Lip to lip is a sexual, natural sexual transaction. Okay? Your lip is one of the sensitive part of your body.
Yes.
Your lip is more exposed.
Yes.
So after your sexual organ, the next sexual organ you have is your lip.
Yeah.
I think you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
After your genitals. The next sensitive part you have is your lip. So when you give your lip to somebody else, you have communicated sexually in a softer way. Okay? So every sexual interaction that is without marriage is fornication. So when they talk about soul-to-soul, that solically you can also have sex solically. You can look on a woman to lust.
Yes.
You can look on a man to have.
Yes.
With emotional involvement. I think you have seen that?
Yes, sir.
You have not touched yourself, but emotionally you are communicating to yourself. You always like to sit together. You just want to be together. Yeah, and you are not touching.
Yeah.
There's some ember.
Yes.
That you are enjoying from each other.
Yes.
Which is not pure. It's not pure. So also that's sexual. That's why he's talking about Solika. Somebody is calling you by 11 o'clock and you're on chat for 30 minutes. Huh? And the chat ends on all of. You are such a wonderful girl to talk, lady or sister to talk with. He has not said I love you. But he's already giving you sound and symbols. And you know those things he's talking about also is entering you.
Yes.
Or what's this? What's sex? What's sex? It's not going to each other. Is it not?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So all of that is unclean. They grew down that uncleanness. All uncleanness.
All uncleanness.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And so, if you're not in this assembly, what I'm saying can mean something else in other places.
Yes, sir.
Greet one another with only kiss. Maybe lip to lip kiss in many places. But that is not according to truth.
Yes, sir.
And it will not bring salvation to the soul. It will bring an unholy fire into the assembly. On the next Sunday, every boy in town, how to be in that church?
I tell you.
To free, give one another.
Free holy kiss.
That's not, it's an unholy kiss.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. My question, as a single sister, how can I maintain purity in fellowship and mind towards my brothers? How can I see my brothers as biological brothers and not have sexual thoughts towards them or thoughts of marriage? Also, as a person who is introverted and usually
keeps to myself always and does not have a lot of friends. Coming into a community like this, where everyone should or must be a friend, is difficult. How do I open up to people, especially for someone like me who likes keeping to myself? Is it a must to be a friend with everyone? I'm confused, sir, and need help, because it's not really easy opening up, sir. I'll appreciate if this can be answered.
Okay. Before you are a friend, you are a brother or sister of some of people.
Yeah.
That's the minimum that exists there. You are somebody's brother, somebody's sister. So, just be a sister by faith.
Yes.
What does it mean? What do you do to your sisters at home?
You love them.
You have free salutation, right?
Yes.
Huh? You're not answering me.
Yes, sir.
I perceive that energy is going down. Pastor, what are you doing for them?
Motions are in place.
In place. Okay, hope is called. There's hope. Hope is near. Okay.
Pastor Nii.
I know you have born so much. Now, I've answered your question. So if I don't answer somebody else's question,
and is that's not charity.
That's not charity. That's the problem with this thing we're handling now. We're going to finish it by God's grace. So, life of faith is not what you like.
Yes, sir.
Abi?
Yes, sir.
Maybe what you like is no more faith. So you are in a faith world. It means that you do what you believe. You don't do what you like.
Yeah.
So you are going to learn how to be a brother or a sister to people and take response or take steps like that. We can't express to everybody at once, but at least those who are in your circle by time. You are in church, you're feeling service. You can't stay a little bit, some minutes. So I say, how are you, my sister? How are you so and so? Eh? Your shirt is looking fine. This is looking fine. And you mean you don't say that to your sibling? You don't say to your sibling that your family is sick?
Yes, sir.
That's natural. Yeah. That's without natural affection.
Yes. No natural affection.
Uh-huh. So there must be at least natural affection. And now extended in church. That's what it means. Don't try to be a friend first. Be a brother and a sister.
Yes, sir.
And from there, you can all move to being a friend. Okay? Opening up means that take a step of faith. Opening up is not like, when I do it now, you enjoy it. No. I did it, but I'm not feeling it. I feel I'm pretending. You're not pretending if it's by faith. So it's opening up is not feeling you have opened up. It's take steps of faith. To be with somebody, to hold somebody's hand, somebody hold your hand, you are not withdrawing yourself.
Yes, sir.
And this kind of person, if they hold you, you'll be withdrawing your
hand. Yeah.
As if they pour crow in your hand. Everybody wants to be loved.
Yes.
So when you are going to your hiding place, you'll be there and you'll be asking for love.
Uh-huh.
No love will meet you in your hiding place. Love is in the open.
Yes, sir.
So you want to be loved, stay where your brethren are and experience love there. Because the problem is that someone like you, anybody who goes to love you where you are, will be in trouble.
Yes. Yes, very true.
You have passion locked up.
Locked up. Unexpressed.
So anybody who wants to die is the one that will go and meet you in that place. So I start from, he's the only one who appreciates, who understands me. He's the only one who knows what I'm going through. While I don't begin. So nobody will come and meet you where you are. You will come out and meet us where we are here. And you're going to share love. That's how to make you healthy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I want us to know that introverts get more into trouble sexually.
Yes, sir.
Than extroverts. When you say extrovert, you look as if they are everywhere. Most of them. When they have done that one day, it don't finish. They burn the emotion out true, blah, blah, blah. But that quiet person, you have emotion, but it's not being unleashed out. So it's easy for someone to get close to you without you knowing, because it's in you, you don't just know, and get into trouble. So if you're an introvert, you are going to take a step of faith to live the life of Jesus. But we're not saying you're no more, you're not introvert, but now you are keeping faith. And you're going to see the result of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. I have a roommate who is practically nonchalant about anything. I used to borrow him things and he spoils them. When you ask him about it, he will start giving unreasonable excuses. He lies a lot. He's very dirty. He has body odor. And he recently started smoking. Though he has been saying that he smokes at home. As long as he didn't do it in the school, I didn't have any issues with him. Though I spoke to him, I was seeing the signs when we were in 100 level, but it wasn't this bad. Though his parents have issues at home, that is not an excuse for him or you to be smoking and taking drugs. He started taking some things into the room recently. We warned him that if he wants to spoil his life, he is free. But if he brings it into this room, we will report him to the authorities. And he didn't answer. So I caught him. I caught it, snapped it, and sent it to the president of our student union. He begged. So I deleted it. My roommate gave up on him, but I was the only one still having hope on him. I spoke with him, heard his side, and prayed for him, but there was no change. Like it all fell on deaf ears. It remains less than 2 months to leave school. I don't see any reason to report since he hasn't tried to bring anything into the room, but anytime I look at him, I feel disgusted, angry, and sometimes kind of hatred towards him. Maybe because I labored on him the most. My roommate doesn't like him, but not as much as me. They can keep it in. But I can't. I have started showing it little by little, and I don't want it to be very bad to a point I won't be able to stand close or look at him. What can I do, sir?
Okay. So you began well.
Honestly.
But now flesh wants to take over. So if you have begun in the spirit,
you should not conclude in the flesh.
You should also finish it in the spirit. So now that you know the problem, you go back and make amends. Number one, by first of all saluting him.
Yeah.
Not with the method of correcting him.
Yes.
Greet him. And from greeting him, let him be for now. Because we expect that you will greet him and you start talking to him again.
Yes.
About changing. And that will make him harden up the more, knowing that you have changed. So it's already getting that you are also not perfect like him.
Yes. Yes.
I think you're Sam said that?
Yes.
Yes. Saying that you also, you are not really as good as you are thinking, you are posing to be. And so for now, restore back love, restore back salutation, restore back being able to stay around him. As long as it's not smoking on your face. Restore that back so I can have a window of talking to him even after you have left school. You could still be the one that God will choose to get him right. So your reaction at this point where it is even close to leaving school cannot be of help at all. So restore back at least salutation and the fact that you are not, you can accommodate him. Trust the Holy Spirit. Pray about it. Ask the Lord for help. and take steps. And that would be good to start for now. And let's see the window that God may open. Be sure that it's not your zeal.
Yes.
That indeed God is opening the window to talk on that matter. Or else, leave it. You may not be the savior of every human being. But you can be a company in saving other people. Are you understanding what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
You're allowing him can allow somebody else to talk to him that will give entrance. If he sees that, the one I saw in church the other time, in school the other time, he supposed to be one holy person. In fact, he did that. He didn't know what you are doing now. That has blocked the road for any other person coming in. So you do something that will post him to receive from somebody else that God will send to him. And that will be a lot of help. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Please, as a man, how can I save myself from the pressure of family who expect a lot from me? I am the first born of the house and my daddy is late. And there is a lot of pressure on my neck from my mother and siblings. Though I am trying on my own to cater for them, but there is a lot of debt, especially through my younger sister, who always puts the family to one issue or the other and makes my mommy to borrow money everywhere, which I can't take my eyes from because my mother is worried about it. And most times, I will be the one to later pay for the debt. Currently now, there is over 250,000 debt on the ground to pay. Please, sir, what should I do?
I think it's the same thing with the other person.
Yes, sir.
You see, we have to understand family matters. Or else, it will destroy you.
Yes.
It will. So go and apply the same thing I said about that time to this same one. You are not the savior of the family. Jesus died
to save everyone
and shed his blood. Thank you very much.
I am going to be 31 in August and have been in these waters for almost 8 years. In all my time here, a brother has not shown interest in me or even asked me out. Even in outside spaces like my job or people I meet, no man has shown interest in me in over 9 years. I don't really go out, but I go to church, weddings, programs, and even serve in a unit. I begin to think some things were wrong with me, but my sister is married. I have prayed and fasted, and I have faith. And I have dealt with the anxiety, but am I doing something wrong? What do I do? Do I keep the faith or should I pray especially again?
Okay. You're 31?
Yes.
You're not the only one there.
Yes.
You have been in the church for 8 years. And you know, sometimes when people are in church that way, you want to look at how they came in. Some came in as students.
Yes.
So then when, if you come in through ADME, that can take 8 years from you without you knowing. All of a sudden, I just aware that I'm 29, I'm 30. From one session to one strike to one, this semester now began in December, first semester. We're still in that first semester now. So, in such systems, it can waste a lot of time.
Yes, sir.
And so there's a generation of people on that class where telling you, if we sell marriage to you at those levels, do you have energy to handle it? When you're still in school, do you have energy to handle it? So, that could be some of the reasons for being late in any way. And so, I want to believe that since you desire to want to get married, that your husband will come.
Amen.
You have to keep believing that. You have to keep believing that. And you may not look 31.
Yes.
So you may have to tell your pastor you are 31.
It's possible.
But some of you here, when I look at your face, look like 23. Until I ask, say 30. Eh? So the age is not a problem.
Yeah.
But I think just keep on with what you are doing. And if you meet a pastor, if there is something you are not doing well, he will let you know.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you are not dressing well enough. It's possible. Maybe you are too withdrawing. You withdraw from people easily. You don't play with people. He will let you know. And when they talk to you, please take it as commandment. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And make adjustment quickly. Because people need to, they need to see that you are available. They need to see that you are available. And attitudes along that line is also important. It's not that you are looking for a brother, or you are going after a brother specific, but there's a behavior that there are friends around you that you go along with that make people know that you are in their category. If you are 31, your friends are 21, 23. They will not expect you to despise people, but they will look at you with them.
Yes.
I think you know what I'm saying now?
That's true.
So all of those things need to be adjusted. Doesn't mean you don't play with those 21 or 22, but you should also have friends who are around your age, both boys and girls. That's why they can start thinking about you. So please go and meet your pastor and let your pastor meet Pastor Fred. And maybe I can hear about it later. This very person. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Anytime I let my parents know my belief or stand on something, they see me as being rude, disobedient child. They think it is either my friends, social media, or church that is influencing me. They don't see me as old enough to make certain decisions on my own. They start using Yoruba proverbs and some Bible verses to guilt trip me. They are always waiting for me to make mistakes so they can use them against me. Right now, my mom believes I won't take care of her if I start making money.
Okay. The issue starts from the fact that the time you began to talk to them has been very late. You're not a child who has been engaging them for a long time. So now, you are a child that push here and there before, who do their bidding, all of a sudden,
you wake up.
You just begin to talk. So they have to trace exactly what is, it's not you that is talking. There must be somebody behind you. Say you understand the thing. And so you must not feel bad about it. The way the whole thing poses itself already make it look like that. And so you are not going to just change their mind overnight. So I will say that keep on respecting them. And if there are things you do that they feel is disrespectful, look at it.
Change it.
And if you're not too sure, you may have to ask somebody else. I did this to mommy. She felt disrespected. Have I done wrong? So I can adjust those cultural part of respect. Much more when you're a Yoruba person. Listening to them, they're talking, you don't talk back. Listen to them. Okay, ma. Can I explain this? Don't explain anything. Okay, ma. The day they want to hear your side, you won't force them to say, please come and talk now. I've been trying to talk for all this while. You didn't open up.
Allow me.
And so you don't force. Say, I will say my own. Can you explain? Can you allow me to explain this part? This part. Quick, quiet. Is this the school you have gone to now that has given you all of this? I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to. I just felt if you hear me, maybe you understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to hear you. They're the one who said it. And keep to yourself. The mistakes you are making, nobody can, for now, it's your age in the spirit that make you have those mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's, we can't say today, go and adjust your mistake. No, you have to grow up.
Yes.
Until they start respecting your judgment. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Respecting your value system.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge that you are true to what you are saying. That may take some
time.
So endure the time. And hoping I will not bring a wife before the time will expire. So that if you bring a wife, they say, that's the way, you see, that's the way all of you behave in that church, Abi. That's the way Reverend Musi, that Reverend Musi, Abi, is the one who teach you all of these things. With the one I taught you, and the one you made the mistake of, and the one that is teaching you everything. So I accept all the blame. But I know that along the line, you're going to bring forth fruit later on. And they will acknowledge that you have been okay. Sometimes they go, a mother brought his son to me and said, Pastor, this boy is bad. This boy is wicked. This boy, I don't even know. I don't know how you are allowed to be coming to this church. In fact, I allow her to talk. And I said, Mommy, it's your child from childhood to where we are now. In the time she has become to the church now, has it become worse? really, it's not that it's worse. But let's just do that. Is it? Has it become worse? So we know that we're the one that is making him worse. So, he has not become worse. But he still haven't things to change. So if it's not worse, then it's a little better. So the one who has made him better, little like that one. Are you not sure that in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years,
it can become better?
It can become better. So that's parent for you. Whatever the thing they see, you can only change their view.
Yes.
But as you keep on growing, they'll keep on acknowledging that indeed, really, there has been improvement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Daddy.
And your mom will feel you won't take care of her. Each time he says anything, Mommy, I will try my best for you. Don't say, I will try my best for you. You are in my heart. I will try my best for you. You're not serious. Mom, I'm very serious. I'm thinking about all of you.
As a single, one of my greatest desires has been to be a wise lady before I get to 25. And I believe that the Lord has predestined me to be here, hearing these words, and also being deliberate about it. But I don't see myself becoming wiser. This is not in a bad way. Like, I can't be wise. But I'm saying that instead of seeing myself getting wiser, I see folly and foolishness more. And it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. Daddy, how can I be a wise woman before I am 25? Which is in 2 years' time. I want to start seeing manifestations. Thank you, sir.
Just like I said about the other one, many years ago, you didn't see yourself as foolish.
Yes.
You saw yourself as wise.
Yes.
Okay. Then you were not wise. So now that you are seeing yourself at this point with folly, it means that
you are really becoming wise.
Something has happened to that make you see that. You know, there are seasons over our lives when our sins are covered. And that season, they will be exposing it. Everything you do, just be seen. What really? Am I even born again? And it's not, you know, it's just a season to begin to open you more to what you should see and attend to. So don't use that to conclude who you are, okay?
Yes, sir.
So you won't hear the gospel. Those who are foolish, those who are wise, don't hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
I mean, those who are foolish, who say they are wise, don't hear the gospel. Those who are wise, who seems foolish, are those who hear the gospel. And so you are hearing the gospel, you have turned your heart to it. So just go in line with the church culture and instruction of righteousness. If you are instructed to live with somebody, live with that person.
Yes.
As I said, with people that are wise, people that are sound, and don't use their wisdom and soundness to condemn yourself.
Yes, sir.
Just know that you should associate with them, and from there, gradually, you are definitely going to improve. The gospel doctrine itself is wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Christ has made to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So there's a procedure in the gospel that changes us, that makes us have capacity to actually help other people.
Yes, sir.
So you can be in a season when you look as if nothing good is happening. Don't mind. Keep on. You also pass through another season, you look as if you are shining.
Yeah.
But that season also may not be forever.
Yeah.
And the open seasons and seasons and seasons over you, they are all meant for perfection. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As the Bible says, and I believe, Jesus is the way and not a way. Why did God allow many religious beliefs on earth? I believe it must have a meaning and impact on the work of attaining eternal life for the saints. I need this knowledge not only for myself, but also so that I will also have an answer to give to those with the same question in mind.
Okay, why did God allow many religious beliefs
on earth?
Yes, the newly man ate of the fruit of good and evil.
Yeah.
That tree has the way of producing many things.
Many things.
And so it's not God who brought it, it's man who allowed it. Yeah. And man will have to allow redemption program to fulfill its full course.
Yes.
For all of that to be put aside. And so we cannot act God. We can only attend to the things that are ours. But now, what is ours is to come into full redemption.
Yes, sir.
And that's what is our business. We can't help anyone, any religion. You can only help as many as God will give us chance to reach.
Yes, sir.
To help. So I think that's that.
Thank you very much, sir. Sir, please, how can I fully embrace singleness without feeling incomplete? Also, how can I recognize genuine love versus infatuation? And what signs show someone is truly capable of selfless love? Lastly, how can I practice charity daily beyond just giving material things?
Okay, let's start from how can you practice charity daily?
Beyond just giving material things.
Just learn righteousness and do righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Every righteousness you do is part of charity.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Learn righteousness. Learn to submit to righteousness. Learn doctrine. Obey doctrine. That's your way to charity. You don't attain, you don't just get to charity. How do I do charity? How do I do human being?
Mm.
How do I do human being? If I'm a human being, you do human being.
Yes.
So that is by growth. But you can obey righteousness. And that will be your road towards charity.
Yes, sir.
How can I recognize genuine love?
Yes.
Versus infatuation. Walk in the midst of saints who live genuine love. You know how the love is.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
There are loves you can observe from your people. That is the lifestyle of your people. That is it. So the one you do in privacy that cannot be shown outside. I think you understand something?
Yes, sir.
That's the infatuation. So if it's our life, then it's love. If it's not our life, then it's not love.
Yes.
So just look at your community and see how life is being, love is being communicated. And do the same. Beyond obedience, which is of faith in the heart, which is the original way it is. But you can also learn communicating love.
Yes, sir.
You can learn how to converse, how to communicate love to other people. For example, you know, in the house here, you can meet people, smile to them, you know, appreciate them,
yes, sir,
value them, all of that. They are all expression of love.
Yes, sir.
You can see reasons why you have to deny yourself for somebody else or prefer somebody beyond yourself. They are all love expressions.
Yes, sir.
Huh? There are times you have to give somebody warmth. Just give a smile. Somebody is frowning. Sister, why are you frowning up? You are fine. You are looking beautiful. You will smile. You have already communicated love. So those are various ways, okay? So integrate to the community more. You will know how to express it. How can I fully embrace singleness without feeling complete? Grow.
Yes.
When you grow, yes, you'll be complete.
Yes.
And you won't feel incomplete.
Yes.
What makes you incomplete is because you have not grown enough.
Yes, sir.
One is always one. And half is half. So when you are whole, you will know you are whole. So grow means what? Apply your heart to what you hear. Exercise on what you hear.
Yes.
Learn righteousness more. Do righteousness more. All of that is the way you grow. Then over time you will see that you are complete. It's not a feeling. It's a knowing.
Yes, sir.
That's not a feeling. At moments, we can have a feeling of maybe emotion. It started with ladies.
Yeah.
Your mood in the week can give you an interpretation of who you are if you depend on your mood, right?
Yes, sir.
And then part of the mood of in the month, you feel like you are bouncing everywhere. It's like when you are ovulating, you feel like you are bouncing everywhere. You are smelling everywhere. You are your good hormones. It's all over you. When you leave that phase, because that good hormone is to show that let men come. That's what it means.
Yes.
So when you have not done that, you go to the next phase. It crashes down. And you feel like I'm not okay. All of that, even if you get married, you still feel it.
Yes, sir.
If your circle is going on.
Yes, sir.
So at those points where you are going to pass your fault or your blame to your husband, it's the way you pass it to your brethren. I think your son said that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, your brethren also will have to learn you, like guys in the house, you should learn when the moods of parents, of ladies. If you are mature, getting mature as a man, you should know ladies have moods. Why are you always looking straight this way? You should know that. It didn't look straight throughout the whole month.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So don't accuse her. Why are you looking straight? Why are you not smiling? You can say, see that smile now. It's better than why are you not smiling?
Yeah.
When you do that one, she withdraws them all. Abi?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we can help ourselves, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sisters can help sisters. Brothers can help sisters. And that feeling of incompleteness will be off.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. With that, we come to the end of this session. And that has been a very beautiful time. Thank you very much, Daddy, for this labor, this sacrifice of doing this. Thank you very much. And everyone who sent in questions, thank you very much. I believe we've all just been blessed. This is something to keep for treasure and to go through it again and again. Thank you very much, Daddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.